producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We have some breaking news in the special Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Welcome back to the program, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is under the weather, so keep him in your prayers. He's about the flu, kind of a nasty flu. Actually, not fun at all. So he is down for the count. Hopefully back here tomorrow. We'll be, by the way, in West Fargo tomorrow, broadcasting from the middle of the school commons in West Fargo that is jam-packed because that city is growing so fast. I don't know which city is growing faster in North Dakota, but the two fastest are West Fargo and Watford City. And so there is a big vote Tuesday in West Fargo, and we'll broadcast live from there, talk with the leadership of the school about why that is so important. I'm not a resident of West Fargo. If I was, I'd vote yes. I said the same thing in Watford City. I broadcast before that school vote. I said I'm not a resident of Watford City. Wish I was, for more reasons than none, than one, I should say. But I would have voted for that as well. I think those are important projects. Those are infrastructure projects that are rock solid. I'm not big on you know, taxes or anything else. But when you build a school to, you know, facilitate growth, they're big. So I am bully for what's going on in West Fargo, and we're going to be there tomorrow. Among our guests will be Ed Schaefer, the new president of UND. How about that? I could just say that all day long and be happy. And what else we have tomorrow? Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, talk a little about the presidential race. So we'll save the what do you think of the debate stuff till tomorrow on the program. But we have breaking news because we're doing a Veterans Day edition of the program. More veterans joining us this hour. With me as co-host today, Tom Campbell of Choice Financial. And Choice Financial is sponsoring, along with Cloverdale Foods, our Give Back for Vets today. You come by K-Fire Studios in Bismarck, 3500 East Rosser, and the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is here. We have a drive-thru, so you literally can just do a drive-thru, grab yourself a Frank, a Brat, have a little, maybe a couple of quarters, a buck, a $10 bill, a $20, whatever you want to throw in the free will offering. It all goes to the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. Is this fun for you, Tom, this radio thing, or would you prefer to be, you know, back in the Senate debating in the legislature or dealing with Campbell Properties or, you know, Campbell Farms or Choice Financial?
This is fun, but it's always scary. You can't see your listeners. So how many are out there? 2,000 or so?
Six figures, on this program. Did you know that?
Yeah, you're the number one listener I heard in your radio many times.
So that is good. Probably shouldn't say that so much. Well, it sounds a little kind of important. Do you call yourself the biggest bank?
Well, no, we aren't. I guess we're close to it, aren't we?
We're the little engine that could. That's what we are, baby. And we're having some fun today. Dave MacGyver's here as well. Dave is, of course, a long time. The Greater North Dakota Chamber is what it is today because of Dave MacGyver. And did a great job leading that organization over many decades. And a trusted source up there at the Capitol. So you are here today helping us learn a little bit more about the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. And we're going to talk with some more veterans this hour. But I better get to the breaking news. And then you can tell us a little bit more about the Veterans Cemetery. The breaking news is you announced at the beginning of this program that Steve Shield from Shields had a I guess it's a, we could call it a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. What was the challenge?
Challenge is that any business that puts $10,000 on the table towards this project, he will match the $10,000 five times. So he's willing to put up $50,000. And we just had our first $10,000 from Dave Asplund. And Scott, I missed the name of the business.
So you announced that earlier that, $10,000 match means, okay, we got $10,000, but we got to find somebody else that'll give $10,000 in order to get the $10,000. And I'll do that five times. So right now, thanks to, you're right, Asplund Excavating and David Asplund, the David Asplund family, they just called and said, hey, heard that? And we'll go along with the Shields and we'll do $10,000 as well. David's an ex-Marine. His four brothers and his dad all served.
He's an old Marine.
There's no such thing as an ex-Marine,
that's
is there?
Right.
To me, I always told Tom Clifford that. He said, oh, I'm just an ex-Marine. I said, there's no such thing. Once a leatherneck, always a leatherneck.
That's it.
Yeah, I love. Rest his soul. There's another good veteran like your dad out there. So many of those Those great ones. Let's see here. What was I saying? So his four brothers and his dad all served. He is a Marine. His dad served in World War II, and boy, that's just fantastic news. I mean, fantastic news. Oh, Gene just walked in here. Who is that masked man there that just walked in, by the way?
That's Gene Mastel, and he's the one that came up with this idea, and we should thank him for that.
Thank you, Gene. How are we doing?
He just also matched my $100.
There's another Marine. There's another vet, rather, for a $100 match. I love it. The vets are doing this in great numbers. So what are we up to there? Who's that? We've got $100 bills flying in the door from the...
I haven't got the totals, but...
So here's what we need to get. Just here's a quick update on, again, all of this for the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery Lighting Project. We're going to tell you a little bit about that here in a second, because this touches every corner of North Dakota. There are veterans from everywhere. There are, you know, it really is phenomenal. But I said, can we raise $10,000 today? That was my hope. Did I say that, Tom?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and
you shot low, I think, according to Dave.
You're the banker here. Where are we at? I mean, we're north of 20, aren't we?
Yeah, with that 10, and we got a little stack here of almost 1,000 of just walk-ins right here, so we're off to a good start. And it really hasn't started till 11-1. So
I shot a little low.
Shot a little bit low, and we're going to keep it going.
Yeah, exactly right.
Now I want to make one statement.
Yes,
if you'll notice, that $10,000 came from an old Marine and was matched by an Army veteran, and I'm looking for the Navy and the Air Force. So
that's called trash talk, Tom. He's
trash
talking.
Yeah. That's clever. He's the branches, the military branches. He's working them against each other.
So far, the Marines and the Navy are Marines and the Army are definitely on top.
Wow. Jay from Beulah, $100 donation. Ken from Hazen, $100 donation. Just got those in. So they are also part of your $100 match for you and Gene and everybody else that's done that. So that's awesome. Those just came in, by the way, on the lines. And we've had calls. Here's how you call. Here's how you participate. Two ways. You can actually come see us at 3500 East Wasser in Bismarck today between 11 and 1. I mean, they're out there now. If you want to drive by and drop something in, you certainly can do that. We have a little bucket out there, and there's literally a drive through. But they're preparing the meals out there right now, and they're raring to go. But over the lunch hour, anytime, swing on by, have a brat, have a hot dog, have some chips. Thanks to PetroServe USA for the buns and Coca-Cola Bismarck for the soda and Choice Financial for all the condiments and all the goodies and, of course, Cloverdale Foods and Choice Financial sponsoring the entire event. So we appreciate that very much. 11 to 1. Come on by. Vets, you eat free. Everyone else, if you want to make a free will donation, great. But come by, thank a vet, and bring a vet. That'd be a nice thing to do. There's another way to donate, and that is to just pick up the telephone wherever you're at. 855-200-1776. How am I doing with this telephone thing here, by the way? Is it going okay?
You're almost like as good as Jerry Lewis way back.
Do you know I met him one time? I actually was a Jerry Lewis telephone MC back in Grand Forks many, many years ago when it was still KTHI.
I remember that.
In the valley there. And they sent us to MC school. And so you had to meet Jerry and do the whole thing.
And the rest is history.
Las Vegas, yeah. He was fun, actually. He was very nice. Anyway, I'm doing my best Jerry Lewis impression today because we do want to raise those funds, give the number out a bunch. And so we have two matches going. Correct me if I'm wrong, or is there three, guys? Is there the vets match at $100 for every vet? What was the match you did, Tom?
Well, it was a non-vet match, the same one that Dave started, $100 non-vet. It's going in the same pile as a vet. So it's that kind of three different matches.
Family of a vet, maybe,
yep.
Right? Because you're family of a vet.
Yes.
All right. So, lastly, we have the big boy match, $10,000. If you want to join the big boy club with Steve Scheel and David Asplin, the David Asplin family at Asplin Excavating, $10,000, it's matched by Scheels. And we have the original and five of those. Right? So we could, by the end of the day, we could be $100,000 if we find, am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking my math. Okay. And so here's how you do that, if you'd like to do any of those. 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave a message, and all you need to do is say, here's my name, here's where I'm from, here's what I'd like to donate, and here's how you can reach me. Okay. So, in other words, Tom Campbell, Grafton, $100. Here's my telephone number. give me a call. Someone will call you back. If you don't want that information announced on the air, just tell us that, okay? Or you just want a first name or something like that, that's fine. We're happy to. Some people prefer to donate anonymously, and we're good with that. We're okay, all right? So 855-200-1776, extension 1. If you are a vet and want to share your story today, I welcome your call on the air. We're getting a lot of vets on the air, and we have another one, Dallas Jordanson, coming up here in just a moment, who has an incredible story. We had Dallas on Energy Matters and talked a little bit about what veterans have done and their sacrifice, in Dallas's case, PTSD, for what? Well, ultimately protecting energy sources that are off our shores. Well, we have so much energy here, if we used more of it, in other words, if we get government out of the way, maybe less veterans would have to be put into harm's way. And that's why we had Dallas there. But his story is really amazing. He's been a homeless veteran. He's not homeless any longer, but he still helps homeless veterans and says there are not enough shelters right here in North Dakota for our homeless veterans. So we're going to talk to him as well. Any others, welcome on our usual numbers on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. A special Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind continues after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Time to chat with my neighbor again, Vince, from Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. We're heading into winter. Is it hot tub time?
Well, every day is hot tub time, but if you talk to our customers, winter is officially hot tub season. It is time to get into Every Day Made Better in a hot tub. And right now at Hot Spring Spas, we have a national campaign going on until Sunday, and it's 60 months, no interest financing. That's right. I've taken away your last excuse not to get into hot water and to make every day better. 60 months, no interest financing, now through Sunday for all Hot Spring High Life. So come on in, discover why we say every day made better. You are better physically below the water, you're mentally better above it, and a better person beyond it. And that's the magic of what we do in hot spring spas and hot water.
And I think you just told me 5 years of free money.
5 years free money. There is no excuse. Most hot tubs will cost you more to operate than your monthly payment will be to own this very good product. And I'm going to tell you this, once you have one, you will not regret having it in your backyard.
I can testify to that because our family absolutely loves it. It's a great way to get the whole family back together again with the holidays. That's a great time to think about it, isn't it?
That's right. Liquid conversation, as we call it. So it is in your backyard, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, the holidays. It's just another great reason to go out to your backyard and get together.
In Grand Forks on South Washington in front of Kmart, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire in West Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I don't think my heart can take too much more of this. Can we start every segment with breaking news, for crying out loud? Last segment, it was okay. Well, two segments ago, Steve Shields says $10,000 up to five matches. Next segment is David Asplund, Asplund Excavating, $10,000. And who just walked in here now?
Well, we had Bernie Meyer just walked in, and I have a check for $10,000 in memory of Joe and Dorothy Seifert. That is his father-in-law. And we want to thank Bernie an awful lot. And, again, thanks to Shields for their generous donation and matching.
You know what I appreciate about Shields is, you know, Shields donates a lot of money. And don't you love opening the newspaper on Thanksgiving and seeing where their values are, or Christmas and where their values are, okay? Or walking to the stores and seeing Ronald Reagan and all the founding fathers so wonderfully displayed. I mean, the Shield family is just unbelievable, and they're just salt of the earth, great folks. I mean, Bill Nelson, now the president there, out of Linton, North Dakota. You know, I mean, they're through and through North Dakotans, even though the company started in Saban, Minnesota. They're just really amazing. But as much as they give back, they're not beyond saying, you know what, more people should give. More people should give. And rather than just hand a $50,000 check to you, Dave, you got Steve Shields saying, Dave, let's do it a little different, right?
That's right. And I couldn't agree with him more. He said, you know, we want to see people get involved. We want to see more people get involved. I don't think there's anybody more involved in this state than Steve Shields and his organization.
And you know what? Others that are now challenged to join that include even folks like Bernie and Jackie Meyer. Thank you. For man, Dan, that gives me goosebumps. Wow.
Plus, I have another one for $250 from the North Dakota Petroleum Council around Ness.
Well, thank you, Ron. One of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind.
Yes.
Yeah, the North Dakota Oil Can Program. And Ron Ness, that's fabulous. Thank you, Ron. Ron overshot the runway on the 100 there, Tom. I think he's trying to, you know, tell you, you shot a lot of low there.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Thanks for making me look cheap.
So now we got a new 250. What should we say, what's the 250 match? Nice guys that run oil companies who like to hunt, match, or what do we call that? Not oil companies, but petroleum council, right?
Petroleum council members.
Yes, advocacy organizations, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. You get the idea, folks. Whether it's 5, 50, or 10 or whatever it is, we appreciate any and all. Talk with another one of our vets here on the program, and we have actually... We have a Iraq war vet, and we have a Korean war vet, and we have a World War II vet yet to go on the program. Let's start with the Iraq war vet, Dallas Jorgensen, with us on the program. Dallas, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm my heart is warm because it's obvious so many people love veterans. Do you feel that today, Dallas?
Yes, I did. So I showed up for work today, and, you know, all my coworkers are happy Veterans Day, happy Veterans Day. And, you know, it just gives me tingles to my skin when I, you know, have that presence upon other people that they recognize this day, 11/11, as a day of sacrifice and as a day of memorial.
I asked Dallas to come on the program because I wanted to try as best we could to have a vet of every conflict represented here today. We did pretty good in that regard. But I also think he has a unique characteristic among all the vets we're going to chat with today. He's been homeless. He has been homeless because of PTSD and challenges, and is not afraid to talk about it. And right now he's an advocate to get more care and comfort and housing for homeless vets. It's still a problem right now as we speak, is it not, Dallas?
Yes, it is. It's growing. I mean, until we have a solution, a physical solution, it's just going to keep growing and growing.
If you had a magic wand, what would you do? What would fix it?
That's a good question, Scott. You know, the only thing I can see that would, you know, totally nip this in the bud would be, you know, build another shelter, you know, build a whole another shelter for veterans. And, you know, veterans, some of us have wives and kids. I mean, you know, kind of make it municipal use for veterans and, you know, a transitioning period, or, you know, you reach tough times at the wrong time of the year or whatever the case may be, that the door is always going to be open. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And when you were homeless, were you literally unable to say, where can I put my head on the pillow tonight? I mean, or was it more now in retrospect something that was holding you back from your injury?
No, it was definitely, where am I going to put my head tonight?
In other words, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but you're saying there was not a place for you to stay.
Yeah, it was, I mean, all the shelters are full. You know, it's a growing problem. And when you have a growing problem or a reoccurring problem, you have to figure out from the beginning, what is the solution? How can we fix it? Well, if you don't have enough space, then you keep adding on homelessness or homeless veterans. You keep growing and growing and growing homeless veterans, and there's no place for them to sleep. You have to figure something out, you know?
And you now are in a position to have an apartment, but still battling with PTSD, right?
Yes. So I work in the construction industry, and every now and then, you know, there's a loud noise or something startles me. 2 years ago, you know, I was kind of, you know, ducking and diving for cover, you know, kind of trying to get away from the area, and it threw my entire day off. Like, I was out of sync. I was out of whack. I was irritable, restless, and discontent. I mean, I was not in a good place of mind 2 years ago. Today, you know, it still startles me, but I recognize the problem or I recognize what it is, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to allow this to ruin the rest of my day.
Dallas and I were talking, and he recognized at some point, first his family said something's not the same about you, he said not true, kind of ignored it for a good while, ultimately got help at well-known facilities, who then sent him to the VA, and even after they said, okay, you're done now, you're out of here, he's still dealing with issues, still homeless. I mean, we've got to do more, folks. We're not doing enough, and I don't know why. We can't solve this today, but Dallas, I am committed to the first thing I'm going to do. In the next, you know, I guess between now and Thanksgiving or the holidays here, is get a sense of what we have in the way of resources right now for veterans in North Dakota. I don't know. I mean, in other words, you've told me that vets are knocking on your door to this day trying to stay at your apartment in Fargo because the shelters are full. And so there is veterans looking for a place that don't have one. So obviously we need to do more, and we'll do our part to at least find out, you know, what the deal is and get some answers on the facts as they exist and then maybe go from there on what to do about it. So appreciate you sharing your story. Thank you for your service, and hang in there, my man, okay?
All right, thanks, Scott.
God bless you. Doesn't that break your heart? Veterans putting themselves in harm's way to serve this country? Man alive. More to do on that front. Stick around, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Janice from Moorhead does 10 bucks. Way to go, Janice. Thank you very much. Terry from Glen Olin says, chalk one up for the Army. He donated 100 bucks off the air. So just so you know, on the match. Okay, we got that one. And let's see here. We have a bunch more rolling in. We'll get to in just a second. Dave MacGyver's holding up his hand, which so far today has been a good sign. What does that mean?
Well, it means that, Steve, you got another 10,000?
Oh, my gosh. I can't take this.
Gene and Marlene Mastel of Mandan, $10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And Scott, I think we did your 10,000.
Yeah, you guys are shaming me into oblivion here. Okay. By the way, Gene and Mastel has been part of this project. So he not only is he giving of his time, he's giving of his money, which is really neat. Mr. Bankerman, I hope you're tallying.
Okay. And I also have a check here from Pete Dykert. And from Mandan as well, and for $500. So, Pete, thank you and your family.
Wow. And just walked in a Vietnam veteran, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. $500. So, our smallest donation, $10 so far, our biggest, $10,000, and every one of them are incredible. We have a ton of calls to return for pledges, too many coming in right now to respond to, but we are going to be responding to them. They will probably not make today's show, but they will make tomorrow's show. So if you get your pledge in, we will make note of it. I thought, it might be a nice thing to do it in honor of a vet. So, if in other words, call in and say in honor of a vet, it would be great. Let's see here. John Schaefer from Flasher standing by. Manny, I know we have a lot going on here today. All right, John's there. And then Lynn Oz is going to join us from up in Minot as well. So we have a lot of great things going on. And Purple Heart recipient, a veteran of the Korean War, John Schaefer, who happens to be the father of Kirsten Baszler, our superintendent of public instruction. I saw Kirsten yesterday in Bismarck, and she graciously told me I would love to be at the event, but I'm going to spend the day with my dad. And I said, well, how about this? Could we have your dad on the radio from Flasher? So, John, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the program, and we wish you a good Veterans Day today. Are you enjoying yourself so far?
I am so far. Thanks so very much.
And I understand your daughter makes it a habit to spend Veterans Day with you, huh?
She's sitting in my living room right now, yes. She went out on our land and was looking for a deer, and they came in to visit with me this morning for a little while.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well, you served in Korea, and Some have called that the forgotten war. I don't want to forget it here. I don't want anybody else to forget it. I'm guessing you haven't forgotten it. What do you remember of your time serving in the Korean War?
Well, I could tell you about my timeline. I graduated from high school in 1948. I put in a crop on my grandpa's farm, got hailed out, so I had a big loan for seed and so forth, so I asked my folks if I could go to the service and make payments. So I lost my brother Leo in World War II, June 9th, 3 days after Normandy invasion, so they were reluctant to have anybody else go into the service. However, they did agree to it, and I went to took my basic training in Fort Lewis, Washington, got relieved to serve my time out as a civilian, and the Korean War broke out in June 1950, so by August of 1950, I was back on my way to Korea. I was in Japan on Christmas Eve and went to midnight mass. I went over to Busan, Korea on a boat the next day, and February 4th, I was on my way to the 38th parallel, and that's when I got my first firefight. And I got through that one, but then in March, I got shot in the leg. I was in the Swedish Red Cross Hospital in Korea for 2 weeks, went back up on the line. Then I got hit by shrapnel again in May, and I was back at the hospital again for a 10-day stay to get the shrapnel out. Went back up on the line, and on the 20th of June, I got a $1 million wound, got hit in the jaw with a mortar round, and then made my way back to the United States. I was in 279th General Hospital in Japan for a while, and then took a hospital plane to Oregon, Scottsdale, Illinois. We'd stop for 3 to 8 days for change of bandages and so forth. Wound up in Port Campbell, Kentucky. That was the only place they had a plastic surgeon. So I was there until March of 1952. In that interim, I came home for Christmas in 1951 and married my beautiful childhood sweetheart, Artis Dempel, on January 12th, 1952, and a little 17-year-old girl went back to Port Campbell, Kentucky with me, and I had to stay in the hospital, and she stayed in base housing there because some of the troops were on maneuvers in Alaska, so there was a vacancy. So we sublet an apartment. Anyway, we got discharged from the hospital in March, came home. Started farming in 1954. I was appointed rural mail carrier at Flasher, and I hauled mail there for till 2002, which was 48 years of delivering mail. And my wife died in 2005. We had 7 children. My oldest son is a retired mail carrier at Bismarck. My daughter works for Social Services Child Protective Agency in Morton County. My daughter, Candace, she's been with the Federal District Court as a jury wheel administrator for 28 years. My son, Brady, joined the military, and he's a retired Korean War veteran. He lives in Ellicott City, Maryland, and works on the national defense. And then my daughter Melanie, it lives in Richmond, Virginia, and she has 2 sons. And I have Kristen, my baby daughter, is here. And now let's see, who did we forget?
You couldn't have forgotten anyone. That is an incredible, incredible legacy. That is absolutely unbelievable. Did you forget somebody?
One more daughter, Diane Cullum. She's been teaching in Turtle Lake for 35 years. So that's all 7 children.
You know what I can't help but think about? I can't help but think about how somebody you know, relatively young age from Flasher, North Dakota, ends up in the middle of Korea and doing what you did there and barely coming out, but does, and then every life you mentioned, and the impact that's have to the last one you mentioned as a teacher and to, your baby Kirsten, who is now, you know, dealing with educational issues for all of North Dakota. That's an incredible legacy. I can't thank you enough, and I tell you what, next time you're in Bismarck, can I buy you a beer? Can I buy you a lunch? Can I buy you a soda? Can I, a cup of coffee or something?
I'd sure be happy to meet with you and shake your hand, that's for sure.
I'd love to do it, John. And thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. God bless you. Thank you for your service. And and we really appreciate you joining us today on the air. Our best to your...
I do have one other honor that I was... I've been a municipal judge in Flasher for over 50 years, and I belong to the North Dakota Municipal Judges Association. And this October, we had our annual training session in Bismarck, and I was awarded with a 50-year plaque for being a municipal judge. So that's my latest feather in my hat.
Yeah, well, I'll call you your honor then when I see you next, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. John Schaefer, Korean vet, Flasher, North Dakota. Pretty incredible. Go up to Minot now for another one of our World War II heroes, Lynn Oz of Minot, North Dakota. Lynn, happy Veterans Day to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, my friend. It's always good to be on your program, and congratulations for all the good things you're doing.
We're having
a
great...
I also like Cloverdale bacon, by the way. I wish I were there today.
Yeah, well, next time I come up, I'll bring you a boatload. How about that?
Hey, just remember that. Yes.
No, I'm not joking. I'm coming to Minot next week for the state volleyball tournament. We're gonna be broadcasting from the Sleep Inn there on the back half of the week. And
good for you, and so good for us.
I'll ask TJ and the crew if they couldn't spare a little bacon to bring up to a World War II vet. I'm guessing done deal. Done deal, my man. So how are you celebrating Veterans Day today?
Well, so far I've gone out with my breakfast group that meets every Wednesday, and most of them are World War II and other veterans, including Leo McKelkey, who flew in the B-24s, I believe, flew the belly gunner. And so we had a good visit this morning, came back to be on this program.
Oh, my, you left your buddies to come back on this program. We're honored, by golly. And
yeah.
What do you do every, how old are you again now, Lynn? I forget your age. You're 90 what?
I'm only 94.
Oh, only, yeah, that's right. So how do you spend every day? What do you do?
Well, I live at the View, which is a senior citizen's residence, and I play pinochle once in a while, bridge at least once a week, and I go to Kiwanis, and I do all kinds of various activities. I try to keep busy, but I don't accomplish a darn thing.
Oh, my gosh. That is so fun. You have the guys here in Stitches, by the way. Are you going to take your show on the road at any time soon, Lynn, or what?
Dave and I, as you know Dave, we've shown our Battle of the Bulge slideshow, as you might call it, I think it's 7 times. But I'd like to be over with it pretty soon.
No, you can't.
We have shown it to a number of groups in Minot, also in my church group in Minnesota where I go for the summer.
Yeah, I know. The Oz family. They're just as salt of the earth, great folks, and Dave Oz and Lynn actually put this little presentation together for a trip that he went back for a reunion that was incredible. We actually had Lynn on the program talking about that previously. It was really, really neat, but I hope folks, if you haven't had a chance, get a chance to see that presentation. Lynn, God bless you. I'll see you next week. We'll bring you some bacon, and again, have a great Veterans Day, okay?
I sure want to thank you, and I also remember you for your Rough Rider flight services, along with Kevin Kramer, they were some of the greatest experiences that us World War II veterans ever had.
The honor flight, it was the honor.
Thank you,
sir. Appreciate that. That honor flight was fun.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the Expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Esmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook. And NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, I want to get some calls in here, Manny, if we could stack them up for me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We have said all along we're going to talk with some callers that are vets as well. We'll get those in. We also need Mr. MacGyver to give us a quick little update on where we're at, Tom Campbell to tell us about Paul Campbell, his dad in the book Guardian Angel, as well as tally up where we're sitting. So we have a few things to do in our final segment here. But I think it's safe to say that it is the beginning today of a very special effort to light a very solemn place to honor our veterans. I mean, there's something in the air.
Well, there truly is. And just for those people, some things that they may not know about the cemetery. First of all, we started with 35 acres, and that's getting pretty close to being full, and the foundation just purchased another 36 acres to keep this moving. But the interesting thing about this is where our internments are coming from. We have one internment from the Civil War, and it was reburied at our cemetery, and two from the Spanish-American War.
Oh, wow.
And after that, it just World War II, World War I, Vietnam, Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan. I mean,
plus North Dakota is represented, every county is represented, right?
Every county in North Dakota has folks buried there. And there are still a number of people in North Dakota that do not know that this cemetery exists. And I think that's really important that the people of this state understand that. Please match that $100.
Where are we at now on the tens? We have the $10,000 Steve Shield match.
We have $30,000 there matched by Steve and Shield's Sporting Goods. And so we got $60,000 right there.
Is that right, Tom?
Yeah, $60,000 and almost another $4,000 or $5,000 with all the stack of checks and cash that we're sitting on, plus all the on your laptop here, you got a whole ton of
people. We have a ton of people calling. Yeah, and
so
again,
I guess it's at least another $5,000 or $6,000 on top of that. So we have $65,000, $66,000 roughly.
All right, so you think we hit $100,000 a day? Or?
I sure hope so.
How many matches left of the $10,000?
Two.
Okay. So that's important.
That's important.
Because that gets you to $100,000.
Yep.
All right. So you need two more donations of $10,000 each to match Steve Shield's donation there.
Yes.
Is that right? And by the way, Asplund Excavating.
Yep.
And who are other $10,000 ones? Gene Mastel.
Gene Mastel and Bernie Meyer.
Bernie Meyer in honor of?
The Seiferts.
Yeah, the Seiferts. Exactly right. Tom Campbell has been with me as co-host today from Choice Financial, one of our fine sponsors of this event. He has brought along some books called Guardian Angel, a personal memoir of World War II. This is about your dad, right?
Yes, it is. And thanks to my sister, Diane Maholka, who wrote this book back a few years ago. It's an honor of not only him, but all the veterans that risk their lives every day when they're in all the wars about him in World War II. Yeah. And it was interesting. I was at a B-17 flew into Fargo about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. We took my dad there with my sister and my brother. And a stranger came up to him and thanked him, gave him a hug and thanked him for his service. And I looked back and I says, you know what? I never thanked my dad. He was kind of, you know, the greatest generation. We weren't huggy, and we never, unfortunately, never could tell each other we loved each other because it was just that generation, and it was probably my fault. And I have regrets to this day because, Scott, I never did tell my dad that I, you know, thanked him for his service. So I have regrets, so I just would pass it on to anybody that if you have your parents or loved ones or spouse or somebody that was a veteran that fought in a war, thank them today. Don't wait because I waited too long. My dad's gone now, and I never thanked him.
Very good point. Let's take some calls here and thank some other vets. John and Napoleon, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much, Scott, for taking my...
What happened to John? Manny, I don't hear him anymore. Do you? All right, John, I don't know what happened there. Call back if you would. We'll get you in tomorrow if I don't hear you today. Chris Bismarck, are you a veteran?
Yes, I am, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Don't thank me. Thank my parents. They beat me right. My comments today, I got two comments quick. First one is how well our veterans are taken care of in this country. By the civilian population, we get great care. From our government, we don't get very good care. The VA last year paid out $34 billion in veterans to 8.5 to 9 million veterans. They broke down about $3,700 per veteran. The government paid $113 billion to 13 million illegal immigrants, which broke down to $8,700 per
year. You are right, Chris. I'm with you. We're short on time today, but I'd love to get into this debate. I thought Donald Trump, on that point, has done a nice job of saying it's terrible. He's made it like his top priority, building the wall and taking care of our vets. And I love that about his platform. There's no doubt about it. Chris, thanks for your service. Keep fighting on this and call again so we can have a longer conversation. Rick, you're in Holly. Is that right?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
It's a little late to call, but I just wanted to let you know that 43 years ago, I started playing in a band in the Lamplight in Moorhead, which was owned by Pete Illebo. And we had a young lady that started in her band. Her name was Paulette Carlson. You ever heard of her?
I've not, no.
With Highway 101?
With Highway 101, I've not, no, but
okay. Well, she has continued to perform, and she wrote a song, which she sang in Washington. Oh, by the way, both Kevin Kramer and Johnny Holm will vouch for me.
They both what? Said hi?
Yeah, they'll vouch for me.
Oh, they'll vouch for you. No, I believe you. Nobody needs to vouch for you. And Johnny Holm and Kevin Kramer are two good ones. But we're out of time, Rick, but I'd love to hear the song. If we get the song, we'll play it on a future program. Please call back if you could. By the way, if you still want to make a donation, 855-200-1776, extension 1, and we'll be at K-Fire Studios till 1 today. Come see us, folks.
How would you like to work indoors during the cold this winter? Quick and Clean Truck Wash in Alexander, North Dakota offers a nice, warm place to earn your living. If you're looking for long-term stability with full-time hours and competitive pay, then Quick and Clean is the place for you. Responsibilities include truck and oil field equipment washing. Email an application to info@quickandclean.net. That's info@kwik-n-klein.net.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Lustig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Lustig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lustig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with Lustig.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.